Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
All right, hey, check this out. This is San Leandro Mo, and you're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast with Bonte and Shaq.
All right, Jeremiah and Fremont. San Leandro Mo, good morning to them. Good morning to everybody out there. Hopefully you're having a good morning as we're talking about venues. Giants are in Fenway Park to take on the Sox, Boston Red Sox. We'll see if they can win game one today of that series. They've won a couple series here, man. Giants, look, they're around 500. Not sure they're where they want to be. Obviously, you want to be better. But all in all, I'm not mad at the start for them. Taking on Boston in Fenway. Logan Webb on the mound against Cooper Criswell, who's pitched well for the Sox this season. 2.38 ERA, 1.15 whip. He's only pitched 11 innings, so he's going to be a short guy. They may be going to a bullpen game today, as he is the opener for the Sox. Logan Webb has been dynamic. He has been, in my opinion, the best pitcher in the National League. Maybe a little biased here, but he's been electric on the mound. And not electric in terms of heat, throwing gas, just getting people to ground out and just pitching a fast game, just mowing dudes down like he's Greg Maddux or something. Logan Webb, off to a terrific start.
You know, I just got a very interesting text message about our conversation regarding sports venues, and you bring up the San Francisco Giants. I think if you removed all the people from the Bay Area and you started, or you went out of the Bay Area and you asked people, you know, what are the best sports venues? Where do you have to go? What do you have to do? AT&T Park, aka Oracle, aka Pac Bell Park, is going to be at the top of a lot of people's lists.
Aka SBC.
SBC, exactly. Is it not?
Might be.
Because when I see all these pictures of like PNC Park, which is the Pirates Park, at night, like it looks amazing, yeah. And I want to go. Petco, I've been there multiple times. Awesome. Amazing. Love it. Love that sim. I think a lot of people look at, Oracle Park currently, that's what it's called, and they say, I got to go to a game out there.
Yeah. That's not bad. Probably. It's one of the best stadiums. Every time you hear people say, oh my God, you guys get this stadium all the time. Film on Mike's section. College Station, Texas A&M.
See, that's a good one. I think college, like, we've realized that college is its own category.
Right. Yeah, you can't. It's
there's too many.
You know, Cowboy Stadium, Jerry's World, wasn't bad.
Okay.
Not a bad seat in the house. I loved everything around it. The accessibility of Jerry Jones did a really good job.
So what makes, I guess Spadoni was asking, like, what makes a great sports venue?
History, tradition.
Yes.
Sight lines, quirkiness.
Uh-huh.
What's the quirk? Like Fenway, they've got pesky pole, they got right center field, they've got the green monster.
Oracle's got the weird arches and
weird
the
arches,
Valley.
The Coke bottle,
yeah,
the glove.
Coke bottle, the glove, good call.
You got to have the history. And you know what? You don't necessarily have to be good because the Cubs were not good for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. But Wrigley was special with the IV and being in the neighborhood and the longevity. Yeah. So it is. It is the history.
Is it Waveland Avenue?
Waveland Avenue, Sheffield Avenue.
Yeah.
The Orange Bowl. I get disappointed that I never got to go to the Orange Bowl back in its heyday when Miami was rolling. Like that stadium, they tore it down and they built the Marlins Park right there. But the Orange Bowl was like, you think about all the great games, all the great bowl games, all the great players.
You say the Orange Bowl, I think of Candlestick.
Why do you think of Candlestick?
Because I think of places that people wanted to get rid of and they said it was old and decrepit, which it was.
Yeah.
But they also, like, the minute it went away, we're like, oh, damn it. We just lost all our history.
All the history, all the iconic games, all the games Matt and the Summer all called at Candlestick Park, Vin Scully called at Candlestick Park. I mean, the grass being different colors by the time January rolled around.
Yes.
I mean, it was you had to wear different cleats every single quarter. But that, in my opinion, is what makes a stadium special. What about you?
Yeah, the ambiance is absolutely one of the top, criteria. But, like, it doesn't have to be old. Like, yeah. I think that's one of the things, when I think of AT&T Park, Oracle, it's not that old, but it does have a ton of history. Bonds chasing all those records, them playing so many playoff games, perfect games, no hit. Like, they have a ton of history in 25 years, right? A ton of history. I look at, like, the Golden One Center, right? Not a lot of history. You could make an argument the Steph Curry Game 7 right. is one of the bigger games that's been played there in that stadium. And I'm sure Kings fans heads will explode.
We'll play in.
But that is a really cool stadium.
It's a cool
venue. Would it be at the top of my list?
Probably not.
Like, but it's a really cool stadium, and I think it's a really good one.
I like Manuel Rodriguez.
The minute I walked into SoFi Stadium, yeah. I knew this is one of the best sports venues I've ever been to.
Well, just walking into.
It was incredible.
Think about the walk up into it. You got the waterfall. You're walking up the
stairs.
You're
in a neighborhood.
You're in a neighborhood in Inglewood. Yeah. First of all, the Forum's right there.
Right
we're walking
there.
By the Forum. We're like, wow, that's the Great Western Forum.
Yeah.
That's where Magic plays.
Which is what Fenway has.
Right.
Which is what Wrigley has. Like certain.
The Great Western Forum's right there. It's like, wow, that's the Forum. And then you walk over to SoFi. And you're walking in. There's so many different entrances. But you walk in where we walked in at. And there's a waterfall. It's right. There's the stairs. You look to the right. There's
pretty
a
incredible.
Fat team store. Huge team store. Then they got like these tubs of beer and water and soda, whatever you need. And you just go slide your credit card right in. Oh, it's so good. It's so efficient in terms of getting in and out and getting your beverages. And then you walk in and you're in the middle of the second and third deck. And you're looking down at the stadium and you see the scoreboard. You're like, oh my, this is legit.
It's one of the greatest venues that money can buy.
It is legit.
And they nailed it. Like ambiance, aesthetics, experience, the whole, it's the full package. And they have a parking lot.
They do have a parking lot.
I think the tailgating is part of it.
Now, I don't know how efficient it is in terms of getting in and out.
That we didn't experience.
But I will say, this past season, when I went down there for the second game of the season, and then I walked out the stadium, we're able to get a cab in 10 minutes. We're at our hotel in 15, grabbed our luggage, was at the airport another 10. So it was like 40 minutes, I'm at the airport, basically. It's like, wow, that's pretty cool. Now, we got a little lucky. Mm-hmm. There's taxis right there. I'm seeing some things here. Since you said I'm morphing into a 75-year-old white guy, some folks are saying, you're missing Talladega Nights, Bonte Daytona 500. But you know what? I do want to go to Talladega.
Daytona.
I do want to go to the Daytona 500.
I love how the Florida came out of Sam immediately.
Hey, listen.
That's actually a big regret that I have from my 4 years in Miami is that I never got out to Daytona.
Break that down to me.
Honestly?
Why would I want to go there?
Well, honestly, just real quick, before we get to the calls, Kyle and Muna, stay, hang tight. I remember watching the Daytona 500. Wasn't that the race where Dale Earnhardt Sr. died? I watched the entire race because it was like Dale Earnhardt's trying to win it. He was in the race, and his son ended up winning it, right? And then Michael Waltrip was right there, all his buddies. There was nothing on TV. I was like, you know what? And I used to play the video game, NASCAR, because I thought it was kind of cool. Daytona 500. Hell, Team Jordan just won Talladega. Team Jordan. He was jacked out of his mind. They won Talladega. Unbelievable. So that is a good bucket list item. Daytona 500. And that here, the tailgating.
Oh, I'm sure the crowd there has got to be so much fun. I mean, first off, it's a NASCAR crowd plus a Florida crowd. That's a great crowd.
Have you ever done Sonoma Raceway?
Yeah.
I've never done it.
It's all right.
It's all right. It's not bad.
Because I know there are a lot of loyalists that love it.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's only a road course, though, so yeah.
It's not bad.
Sam, I didn't know this was your wheelhouse.
I used to, back in high school, I was kind of a NASCAR redneck, so I got into it.
It was fun. Yeah, the road courses. What is it?
Interesting.
Watkins Glen and Watkins then Glen, Sonoma. Yeah, Sonoma, I think those are the two on the NASCAR track.
See, I learned so much about you.
I did
every
not
day.
Know I know this much about NASCAR, actually. No.
And Bristol, what about
right
the Bristol 500?
Which one?
Bristol.
Vontae's unloading all of
his might have you on that one. I'll watch Bristol, that one. Is that what
it's
in
a
the,
quick one. It's like the quick oval,
what was
right?
it? Pocono, too.
Pocono,
the triangle.
Yeah,
I always like Pocono. That's a good one as well.
What is that? Where is that? Pennsylvania? Is that Pennsylvania?
Correct.
Poconos? Yes. Yeah.
What is going on here?
Hey, our NASCAR talk ever on
95.7.
When I
right
say
now.
I'm well-rounded, folks, I mean it. I'm well-rounded.
Jeff
Come
Gordon,
on.
Baby. Vallejo.
Stop!
I covered NASCAR press conference one time at Ghirardelli Square. And
so what?
I walked in there, and there's these dudes with cowboy hats and cowboy buckles, and they looked at me like, what the hell are you doing in here? And I looked at them and said, I don't know what I'm doing in here. It was very uncomfortable.
Say, what are they doing here? Cowboy hats and buckles and Ghirardelli Square?
It was. Yeah, it was a place that I probably...
don't talk about that.
Let's just go to Kyle in Walnut Creek. If you guys know,
hi,
you
Kyle.
Know.
What's going on, guys? How are you?
I'm good, chilling. Kyle. Big chilling. Having
hi,
some fun.
How are good. You? Vontae, you mentioned Madrid earlier.
Yeah,
I was very, very lucky to be able to go to El Clasico last Sunday.
Wait, you were in El Clasico? At that new stadium? You were there?
Yeah, at the new stadium. We were six rows behind the goal. I could see Antonio Rudiger's like he could if he were looking in our direction, he would be able to see me like. Or anyone, we were that close. It was absurd, man.
So can I ask you? Can you explain to Shasky the scoreboard, the stadium, the grass, and everything like it? Because it is unbelievable. It looks unreal,
dude. If you're a soccer fan or not, like you walk into that stadium, and you don't even have to understand the history of Real Madrid to just have your jaw drop. Like it is absurd. How many people are there? It's six stories high. They build up, not out. In that stadium, so you got people stacked on top of each other, like, and then on top of that, you get to mix it up. They're playing Barcelona. I mean, it's
wow.
Think of the biggest rivalry you can think of in American sports, and multiply that by 50. Like,
wow,
the fans in Madrid are unreal, and you can't. This is something I didn't know until I got there. But in Spain, in La Liga, you aren't able to drink inside the stadium, so you have to drink before, and. You have thousands and thousands and thousands of fans, like 20 or 30 of these bars around the stadium just going nuts before they all walk in, and then it's just all about football. It was unbelievable. So if you ever get the chance, go to the Bernabeu if you ever end up in Madrid. It was a life-changing experience.
Oh, my gosh, Kyle. I'm so jealous. You got to Google the stadium. The stadium looks unreal. Unreal. Good call, Kyle. Let's go to Muna in San Francisco. Muna has a venue that I love. Muna, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I'm going to call. I got to say the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl game. So not just the Rose Bowl, because I was there last Pac-12 game, Cal versus UCLA, 30,000 people. Not great, but to go New Year's Day at the Rose Bowl, you know, it's beautiful, it's sunny, and one cool thing about it is, in terms of the attendance, it's split down the line, 50-50. I went for Oregon versus Ohio State, and I've never had an experience like that, just with the history, the field, the experience, and, you know, college football is not big on the West Coast, but for some reason, you know, being barely sober from the night before and getting there, it was a great experience.
Was that the Rose Bowl with Terrell Pryor at quarterback for Ohio State?
Terrell Pryor, he ran crazy. Yep, that was the one.
Yep, against who's Marcus Mariota? They shut Oregon down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, I was going for Oregon, but it was a great game. It's just a great experience, and it's sad that we'll never quite have that again with the Pac-12 and the Big Ten, but it was a great experience.
I love that.
You bring up Terrell Pryor, and it's just as a thrower of the football, he just wasn't there as a quarterback.
I just think of him and that quarterback option he had in the very first play from scrimmage against the Steelers.
And
Polamalu bit so hard. He ran like 90 yards. Yeah, it was the longest ever. I think Cam Newton might have broken it.
I actually thought he was a decent receiver.
No, he was.
I thought he had a lot of talent at quarterback. If they just worked with him.
He got jobbed at Ohio State.
He did.
I mean, the whole suspension was ridiculous.
Remember
looking back at like how the NIL is now, the kid got some tattoos. I mean, what are we doing to Jim Tressel?
Remember Drew Henson, how he was like this high school phenom, and he goes to Michigan, he's baseball, football. Mm-hmm. Well, I remember when Terrell Pryor was a senior. I think it was Gannett, Pennsylvania, is where he played high school. Gannett, I could be wrong. You want to look this up, Spadoni. Gannett, and they were wearing like all blue. Gannett, PA. But Terrell Pryor was like the guy coming out of high school. And I think his final two were like Oregon and Ohio State. May have been Penn State on the list. And he was supposed to be that dude. That dude.
He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated in high school, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was like the guy. The guy. I thought he was going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, just from reading about him in high school to watching him in college, I thought he had all the tools to be an all-time great.
You know, I'm hearing everybody's stories, and I'm listening to all this stuff, and I'm seeing places that you got to be in at points in time. I think there was an argument you wanted to go see the big three at either Oracle or at Chase Center in their primes.
KD, Steph, and Clay?
Dre, Clay, and Steph, I think for a lot
big
of people.
Three, big three. Yeah. No, it's some good times here in the Bay Area.
Because in my mind, like, I'm thinking about, like, oh, I'll go to the United Center and see Jordan, you know what I mean, and Pippen in their prime.
I don't even go to United Center. I go to Chicago Stadium.
Okay, fine.
Mike Kolsky, our good friend Mike Kolsky, used to tell me stories. His dad used to take him to games at Chicago Stadium, and the players would come from under the court, kind of like Minnesota, the barn, where they come upstairs. And Kolsky, it's the loudest venue he's ever been to this day.
Wow.
To this day. Now, you brought up, I'm surprised we haven't even brought up the Super Bowl, maybe because the Niners lost. But just being at the Super Bowl. But see, the Super Bowl, it's a corporate crowd. And I think it's a disservice to the fans who spend all their money, all regular season, all playoffs, and they don't get to attend the Super Bowl because of the outrageous prices.
I don't even know if this, like, it's up there. I don't even think it's a top 4 or 5 Niner game I've been to. And they lost in overtime in the Super Bowl. And that's an absurd thing to say. I know that sounds absurd, and I'm not trying to, like, I've been very lucky and very blessed to be able, I had season tickets forever to go to lots of games, and they lost in overtime. And in terms of experience,
the Lions game was better. Coming back from 24-7.
Yeah, that one was, I was going to go, like, I've been to way better games for the Niners, like, in terms of just the atmosphere being different, you know? And it's to your point about the corporate crowd. Yeah, it was frustrating because it feels like the real fans aren't allowed in and money gets the cash, the casual fans in there. I mean, and it does stink.
We've been fortunate watching the big three, not only at Oracle or Chase, but what about in Boston and Toronto?
Well, you heard the boss ask me the question.
Yeah, Boston.
What was the best game you've ever been to? And I think, to my mind, the greatest moment, like, as a sports fan, being alone up in the Boston Garden, Game 4, you know, pre-gaming with you and Mully and Brad Gilbert.
That's right.
You know, and Brad asking if he could have my media credential.
By the way, Brad.
BG Tennis Nation.
BG Tennis Nation.
Let me tell you. He broke the whole game down for me.
Let me tell you. He was in that stadium with us. Whether he had a credential or not, I don't know. But he was in that stadium with this.
I sat up in the rafters by myself as Steph Curry had one of the greatest games of all time.
It's unbelievable.
And to this day, I will never forget that game in that venue against that team in that moment.
It's
one of the greatest times.
It's a really good one.
Just as we're talking about kind of like championship venues there, obviously Super Bowl, Shasky, your experience at the Garden. The Stanley Cup, if you guys ever get to a Stanley Cup game, when I did the Sharks-Penguins a few years ago, my first one, Game 3, was the Donskoy OT winner. That was an electric crowd. Hockey fans are a next level of passionate. Stanley Cup, like, if you can get to any of the four championships, like, I feel like the Stanley Cup is, like, a different level of just, like, enthusiasm from the fan base when you go there.
Definitely the sickest trophy in all sports is Stanley Cup. Not even close.
So, the best traditions, too.
Yeah, you let me right into it. I always wear my Hall of Fame hoodie.
Yeah.
The Hockey Hall of Fame. It was incredible. Seeing all those different trophies, seeing all the different jerseys. The material, the Gretzky's, the Gordie Howes, the mask, the hockey mask. But being at that Game 7 when the Sharks came back from 3-0 against the Vegas Knights, they came back from 3-0 to score 4 goals on a major power play. Because Podolsky got
Yeah, they had that 10-minute penalty because he got knocked to the ground, bleeding on the ice.
And the Golden Knights actually tied the game, and the Sharks won it in overtime. It happened to be the same night when Damian Lillard waved bye-bye to the Oklahoma City Thunder. When he hit that three and had the iconic photo with the meme. I mean, I know it was a first-round series, but...
Well, this is the guy afterwards. Someone says, like, that was a bad shot, and Dame's like, that was bad defense.
I remember we were doing the Butcher Shop, Shasky, and Tommy Call was on with you and Covey, our friend Tommy Call here, former producer at the station host, and he was doing his big board because we were doing, like, NFL draft talk, right? And Covey's just going nuts about the Sharks, not even care about Tommy's segment. I felt so bad for Tommy Call.
It was so funny. There's a little rivalry between the two of them.
Was there?
Oh, really?
Not shocking to me. Not shocking.
Just make that abundantly clear.
Not shocking. Game six, you bring up game four, Boston, because that was one of the ones. It still
I think if you were to say, like, what's the greatest moment in Steph's career,
that moment might right there, be it. That was a great moment.
Yeah.
But I think I'm a sick individual. I'll never forget game five up in Toronto when KD tore his Achilles. And that scene and the vibe of when he walked off that floor being helped off by Andre Iguodala, Dr. Rick Celebrini, Stephen Curry's walking behind him. And it's like, yo, you're about to get eliminated, Dubs. And I get it. And DeMarcus Cousins, nobody ever remembers. He comes in and has a great spurt in the second quarter. And then the end of the game, Kawhi hits the two threes. You're like, oh, Toronto's about to win it. And then Steph, Clay, Steph, bang, bang, bang. You're going back to Oracle in Oakland, California. Like, wow. But that whole scene of watching KD warming up, KD coming back, KD hitting the threes, KD getting hurt, and the Warriors still somehow, some way, finding a way to win that game, just in terms of environments, that was just surreal. Because the Toronto Raptor fans thought they were done. When they saw Kevin Durant, he hit those threes. That crowd was so quiet. They were rabid the first two games. They were looking around each other like, oh no, we're not going to win a championship. So that was just, I'm just thinking about moments. It's like that was surreal. That was surreal. Speaking of Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns, what the hell are they going to do? What the hell are the Suns going to do?
So they don't have a draft pick until 2030.
Yeah, no first round picks, no second round picks.
And I'm glad you're getting into this because I do want to get into this. LeBron lost last night, and there's obviously I've been chanting about LeBron to the Warriors for a long time, and people might be nauseated, but just like, look at the options. The Warriors don't have a lot of options when guys become available. Now, I'm looking at an article from Marcus Thompson in The Athletic where he brings up, and I'll just rat-a-tat-tat some of the names that he references. Zach LaVine, Brandon Ingram, DeJounte Murray, Miles Turner, Lauri Markkanen. Then he gets to the the big boys. Paul George, Kevin Durant, DeMar DeRozan, who I still believe is more of a, you know, tick down from these guys, and LeBron James. So I guess I have a question to you, Bonte, and the Warrior fans that are out there. You get one of these guys. We all agree they're multiple moves away, but you could start with one of these guys. Who's the guy you want and why? I'll even add some names. I'll add Joel Embiid, and I'll add Giannis Antetokounmpo in there. These are the teams that I feel are all going to get bowed out, you know, this week if they haven't already been.
Milwaukee may be done tonight.
Exactly. So, you know, if Kevin Durant's out there, the Warriors should sniff on it. Even though he's not what he was, you know, just 4 or 5 years ago, I would still be sniffing around that. LeBron James wants to come here, I'd be sniffing around that too. My number one of the old guys, Paul George. I think Paul George is the guy I would want. I think he's got the most left in the tank. And I think he fits defensively, offensively, as a off-ball shooter, as a playmaker with the ball in his hands in the half court. He could guard a lot of the primary options that are out there. He's a rebounder. I think he's a winner. He'd be perfect.
Bless you. Kevin Durant this year, 27 points, 6.5 rebounds, 3 assists. Complained after the season, or apparently complained that, you know, he was just being relegated to the corner of the offense to try to get Bradley Beal going and try to get Booker going. I noticed the offense wasn't a fluid offense, and Grayson Allen yesterday was talking about their point guard position. Nah, we don't need a point guard because that took the ball out of the heads of Booker and Beal, and I disagree with that. Apparently Vogel wanted a point guard. He was adamant about getting a point guard. They didn't do it. So you bring up Embiid, Giannis, LeBron, KD. My question then would be to you, who's the best fit with Stephen Curry? Because that's what this is about.
Can we start by operating that Steph is so good, he fits with a lot of these guys?
He does.
Some might be better.
But who's the perfect fit?
Well, that's why I like Paul George.
At this Steph Curry at this stage, where let's keep it real, man. He played great. Steph's an all-time great. the gravity, the creation.
It's a slight tick down. That's all we have to say.
But he shot 36% from three from the All-Star break on. And really, if you take away the 6-for-6 game late in the season against the Lakers and the 7-for-13 game against the Pelicans, he was down to 34% from the three-point line. He was at around 40% from the floor, which is not Steph-like. Steph is an efficient guy. We're talking about a 50-40-90 guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He was not even close to that post-All-Star break. So he was a tick down. He struggled with longer defenders, more athletic defenders. Steph Curry's losing a little athleticism. But he's 36 years old. It's going to happen. LeBron's lost some athleticism. KD's lost some explosion. It happens. Larry Bird, Magic, Jordan, it all happens. Kobe happens. But it's happening to Stephen Curry. So with those options, if they are options, because LeBron James, you know, he could sign a 3-year extension worth $164 million with the LA Lakers. Mm. They could offer that.
Mm-hmm.
He could play, he could have that 3-year deal to the end of 42. And by the way, he just completed his 6th season with the Lakers, which is incredible. Can't believe it's been that long since he's been an LA Laker.
Been there longer than he was with the Miami Heat.
But the perfect fit with Steph. Yeah, he only was with the Heat for 4 years.
That's kind of crazy, actually.
I know your face, like you did this.
Well, because I feel like we've looked at him being here. He's I'm not going to say underwhelmed, because they did win a title, but like,
it hasn't gone as well as he thought it might have went, I think.
Yeah.
I think he thought everyone was going to line up to play with him.
Yeah, and he's learning how the West is just so much better than the East.
Well, and the salary cap is really difficult to get. When you have two maxes, that third max has to be a perfect player. It's really hard.
The perfect pairing with Stephen Curry, as much as I don't want him here, LeBron James would be the perfect pairing if those are the options, with Giannis, with Paul George. Now, Embiid is very intriguing. I would put him second. But with the way LeBron plays, now he's going to slow the game down a little bit if he does have the ball in his hands. But he's always been kind of a pass-first guy, getting everybody involved. He would have no problem getting people involved. And his three-point shot has improved tremendously. And he's a guy who's going to go to the cup, and he's going to finish. Out of those options, LeBron is the perfect pairing, in my opinion, with Stephen Curry. If you're looking for two-man games, guys who could cook, guys who could play well off each other. I'm not sure about Paul George. Paul George is too hit or miss for me. And I like Paul George as a player. But if I have him as a second option, I'm not sure I'm not even sure I'm a second-round team. I'm probably not getting out the first round. I've seen Paul George as the number two option in the Western Conference. Has not ended well. It's ended in first-round playoff losses, all right? He's too inconsistent for me. As a star in this league, I would rather have Embiid, Giannis, and LeBron over than Paul George. So I'm crossing PG off my personal list. It's either Embiid or LeBron, and I don't think Embiid's going anywhere. Philadelphia has $65 million
off the list.
It's going to be really hard to trade. You're going to have to trade a tremendous amount of assets to the Phoenix Suns to get Kevin Durant. And then there's a matter of, does Kevin Durant even want to play here?
We're going hypothetical, so I have no idea.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But if we're going straight hypotheticals, the perfect pairing for Steph, the best pairing for Steph, if it's not Embiid, it's LeBron James.
I can't believe you're finally saying LeBron James.
No, I've always said that. I just don't want LeBron here because I know what that brings to the table. What it brings to the table is what we're seeing this morning on all the internets.
Isn't it kind of crazy that we're thinking that like LeBron is more durable at almost 10 years older than some of these guys than even a Giannis and an Embiid and a Paul George? Like, that's crazy to me.
Now, if Embiid is
healthy, but it's accurate.
You know, but Embiid, when we get to the playoffs, he just is never healthy. I don't know how you manage it. It just, things happen for Embiid where he gets to the playoffs and he wears down. He just wears down. His body is not holding up.
How many people do you think out there are nodding their heads, and how many people are punching air right now when you say that LeBron's the best fit?
I don't know. I'd love to hear from
50-50?
People. 50-50? 888-957-9570.
Because every time I bring up LeBron, there's certain people, you're an idiot.
Well, no, it's not that.
That's what they say to me every time.
Yeah, no, it's not that you're an idiot. It's just, look, you're getting older. You bring LeBron here, I still don't think you're a championship team. I got to see what the other pieces look like. LeBron is out in the first round in 5 games. LeBron James.
Not because of him.
LeBron James, but he doesn't play defense at all. Offensively, he holds the ball. He slows it down. I'm giving him the credit because he is a great passer, and I think he would defer to Stephen Curry offensively. But LeBron James is not the same guy, and I don't think he'd get better. Look, the Lakers the last 4 years, they've been a play-in team.
Yeah, but the Bucks are about to... Giannis has not won a playoff game since he won the championship.
He's been hurt.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.